I know you're out there. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
The Chris Ann Hall Show.
Any varmint that crosses that lady's path has met its match. Come on!
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. It is the common fate of the indolent to see their liberties stolen by the active. The condition upon which God grants liberty to man is eternal vigilance. And if that condition is broken, servitude is his punishment and the immediate indication of his guilt. John Philpott Curran said that in 1790, and it's no less true today. And we are watching our rights be stolen by the active while we do nothing. And now we are seeing the direct consequence of our silence. You see, the way that we are to protect our rights is to exercise our rights. And our failure to exercise our rights is having immediate and direct consequences on our children. Not only are their rights being removed, but they are not being taught to exercise their rights. Children learn from their parents. I know we like to shove them off in the schools and give their entire education over to the government, but the truth of the matter is, children learn more from their parents than they do from the schools. And we have an epidemic in this country of parents who will not exercise their rights. And I want to, our first story today, I have two stories that deal with the First Amendment, because the First Amendment is first on purpose. The First Amendment is what protects every other one, because if you don't have freedom of speech, then you don't have freedom of religion. If you don't have freedom of press, then you don't have freedom of speech. If you don't have freedom of speech or press, then you don't have the right to assemble. And if you cannot peaceably assemble, then you cannot petition the government for a redress of your grievances. It's very interesting when the one falls in the First Amendment, they all fall. They're all tied together. And we are losing these essential rights due to our failure to exercise them. See, if you don't exercise your rights, they're already gone. What good is freedom of speech if you never say anything controversial? And if you don't ever say anything controversial, because the First Amendment doesn't protect popular speech needs no protection. And if you never say anything controversial, how long before you can say nothing at all? And now we're seeing that. Christian students at a Colorado public school, high school, were told they could no longer meet and pray, sing religious songs, or discuss religious topics during free time, because such activity violated the U.S. Constitution, and filed a lawsuit in federal court. Now, Chase Winnebank is a senior at Pine Creek High School in Colorado Springs, according to Todd Starnes. 3 years ago, he started meeting together informally with his classmates for prayer and religious fellowship. The young people would meet in an unoccupied choir room to sing songs like Amazing Grace and to discuss issues of the day from religious perspectives. But on September 29th, Chase was summoned to the office by the assistant principal and told, "You can no longer pray during your free time because of separation of church and state." That's crazy. He was told that he could pray before school day begins or after the school day ends, but he could not do it during the school day. Can I mention to you, Chase is suffering from the indolence failure to express their rights, and the act of stealing them. See, this is a direct consequence of parents who refuse to gauge in First Amendment. And so because we have this epidemic throughout our country of parents refusing to engage in their First Amendment rights, we have schools who can operate under this kind of error. I mean, this is such a no-brainer lawsuit. It really is. It's an unnecessary lawsuit that the taxpayers of Pine Creek are going to have to pay for. The Supreme Court is very well settled in this. Very well settled. For decades, students do not give up their First Amendment rights when they walk in the door. But how many cases have we seen like this throughout the years? Most recently. Oh, you can't wear that T-shirt because it talks about God. You can't write a book report about that book because it talks about God. You know, this is something that is easily avoidable and easily remedied. Not by Chase, but by the parents around Chase. You see, if the parents around Chase had been exercising their right to freedom of speech and freedom of press and the freedom to assemble, in expression of their freedom of religion, then the community of Pine Creek would be well aware of what the First Amendment means and the protections it affords. And the parents themselves would be well aware that their students carry these rights in their public high schools. Now, you know, I'm not a fan of government schools, and I'm even less a fan of Christian parents sending their children to government schools. But if you're going to send your child to a government school, Christian, then you need to train them up with the armor that they need to express their rights. But we have parents who are Christians who tell their children to shut up because they themselves are too afraid to say boo. You see, if Christian parents were actually engaging in the Great Commission, Christian parents were actually out evangelizing the way they were supposed to and not relying on preachers, ordained ministers to do this job, Chase would not be suffering this. I'm actually kind of glad Chase is, because we are training up a new generation of liberty warriors. New generation of the Liberty First Brigade who understand that we have an obligation to defend liberty. And when Chase goes through this and he gets this victory, he and his fellow students who have been meeting and praying together for 3 years will be more emboldened and more informed on their rights. And not only that, the school will be informed and everybody will be informed, but it ought not be this way. We ought not have to do this. We ought not have to engage in lawsuits over this. My goodness. Why do we have to do something that's already been done? Now, I just want to go over with you the students' rights on public school campuses. Now, these are rights that are ours inalienably, but not only that, they are reaffirmed by the Supreme Court of the United States and published also in a Bill of Student Rights form from the Department, the U.S. Department of Education. And so these are things that we should know. And these are things that we should be, hello, is anybody listening to me? We should be encouraging our children to do. Now, the best source for this is from Liberty Counsel. I love looking to Liberty Counsel. They have done so much work in this area of freedom of speech, especially with our children. And it's right here. It took me a matter of 3 seconds to find this on the internet. And we should be passing this out all over the country. Can I call out a Liberty First Brigade action alert, please? Can we please pass this out? Print out the students' rights on public school campuses, please, and pass this out. Why don't we flood Pinecrest School District or Pine Creek School District with this document and end their ignorance. I'm going to call out, hello, Liberty First Brigade. I am going to call out the troops here. We need to send copies of this Liberty Council student rights on public school campuses. We need to send this out to the Pine Creek School District. I'm going to ask you to go to my Facebook page. I'm going to publish this on my website. A Liberty Brigade Action Alert. It's time that we publish this document. It's time that we print out this document and hand it out in our schools. It's time that we confront our school districts and start teaching them what they need to do. Hey, and what they need to know. Hey, Liberty First Brigade, can we please call out the troops? It really doesn't take that much time to print this out and just deliver it to your school district. And while you're doing it, email a copy to Pine Creek. We're going to go ahead and publish this out. You can find this article at Liberty Council, which is www.lc.org. Just go and Google Liberty Council student rights on public school campuses. And then email a copy of this document to the superintendent of the school district, which is Academy District 20. The superintendent's name is Mark Hatchell, H-A-T-C-H-E-L-L, and his email is mark.hatchell, H-A-T-C-H-E-L-L, at A-S-D as in dog, 20.org. We need to flood this school district with this document. Can we do that, Liberty First Brigade? It won't take that long to email this document to him. And then while you're doing it, take a copy up to your school board and give it to them and let them be informed as well. This is easy, Liberty First Brigade. We're always wondering what we can do. You can change the course of liberty by simply educating and informing. And when we come back, we're going to go over this student rights document so that you can be educated as well.
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Show, where education is key to the maintenance of liberty, and here we are standing for our rights. And we are going to educate others today. We have called out the Liberty First Brigade to inform the school district in Colorado, the Academy District 20 School District, the superintendent, Dr. Mark Hatchell, and they have brought a lawsuit against a young man for having Bible study and a religious fellowship in the school in their free time. And so what we're going to do is we're going to contact Superintendent Mark Hatchell, and the Liberty First Brigade is going to email Mark Hatchell a copy of Liberty Council's student rights document. Student rights on public school campuses. Remember, his email is mark.hatchell, H-A-T-C-H-E-L-L, at ASD20.org. And we're going to send him this document in hopes to educate this school district in the error of their ways for bringing a lawsuit against Chase Windebank, a senior at Pine Creek High School in Colorado Springs, for having religious prayer and fellowship with his classmates in their free time. So let's go over this Liberty Council document, which is a great document that tells us not just simply what our rights are, but what the Supreme Court says our rights are. And in these situations, you know, I don't give much credibility to the Supreme Court on these issues, but in this situation, when you're dealing with people who do not understand the lack of supremacy of the Supreme Court, this is what we need to use. This is what we're going to pull out of our quiver, because that is the most valuable tool we have. Now, students on public school campuses enjoy constitutional protection of free speech, including religious speech. Student speech can be prohibited only when the speech activities, quote, substantially interfere with the work of the school or impinge upon the rights of other students, end quote. This is a Supreme Court case. This is a Supreme Court case called Tinker v. Des Moines Independent School District from 1969. This has been the Supreme Court's law of the land since 1969. And the court stated this, and I'm quoting the court now, "In our system, state-operated schools may not be enclaves of totalitarianism. School officials do not possess absolute authority over their students. Students in schools as well as out of school are persons under our Constitution. They are possessed of fundamental rights which the state must respect, just as they themselves must respect their obligations to the state. In our system, students may not be regarded as closed-circuit recipients of only that which the state chooses to communicate. They may not be confined to the expression of those sentiments that are officially approved. In the absence of specific showing of constitutionally valid reasons to regulate their speech, students are entitled to freedom of expression of their views." Hello. And if our parents knew this, we'd have more constitutionally active students in the classrooms. The Supreme Court also said, and I quote, "It can hardly be argued that either students or teachers shed their constitutional rights of freedom of speech or expression at the schoolhouse gate." And the court recognized that when a student is in the cafeteria or playing on the field or on the campus during authorized hours, he may express his opinions, end quote. Students have the right to exercise their rights while on government school campuses, before and after, in between classes, in the cafeteria, and on the playing field. Students have the right of free speech during non-instructional time. And that's what Chase was doing. You know why? Because the government forces our children to be in school until the age of 16. And while they're under compulsory attendance, the state, the government, has an obligation to protect their rights to freedom of expression. You see, that's what we've lost, this understanding that the government has an obligation to protect our freedom of expression. And the only way they can stop it is if it materially or substantially interferes with the school. Get educated. Some people wouldn't like that I was different. It never really mattered how hard it would be, cause she filled me with love and the strength to leave. She said,
the Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
You know, I find it rather funny that we are talking about educating a school district. We're talking about our need to educate our schools. I'm sorry, I thought that's what our children were supposed to be doing in the schools, was getting educated. Educated on their constitution, perhaps. Educated on their inalienable rights, perhaps. And here we are having to educate the school districts. Remember, Liberty First Brigade, we are going to send this document to Superintendent Mark Hatchell, And his email is mark.hatchell, H-A-T-C-H-E-L-L, at ASD20.org. And we're going to send this document. We're going to flood this school district with this document. Please, please, please save our children. This is what we need to do. Our right to freedom of speech and our students' right to freedom of speech includes the right to distribute literature, according to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court considers the distribution of printed literature as pure speech. A peaceful distribution of literature is a protected form of speech, just like verbal speech. And the Supreme Court said, and I quote, that the right to distribute flyers and literature lies at the heart of the liberties guaranteed by the speech and press clauses of the First Amendment. From the time of the founding of our nation, the distribution of written material has been an essential weapon in the defense of liberty, end quote. Now, literature distribution includes anything in printed format, such as brochures, pamphlets, newspapers, cards, stamps, books, symbols, and pictures. And religious speech enjoys the same protection as political speech. Students not only have the right to verbal and written speech, they have the right to persuade, advocate, and even proselytize religious viewpoints. The Supreme Court recognizes that, and I quote, free trade and ideas mean free trade and the opportunity to persuade, not merely to describe facts, end quote. And this Tinker case makes this point clear. He says, the Supreme Court says, any departure from absolute regimentation may cause trouble. Any variation from majority's opinion may inspire fear. Any words spoken in a class, in the lunchroom, or on the campus that deviates from the views of another person may start an argument or cause a disturbance. But our Constitution says we must take this risk. And our history says that it is this sort of hazardous freedom, this kind of openness, that is the basis of our national strength and of the independence and vigor of Americans who grow up and live in this relatively permissive, often disputatious society. End quote. Your government schools are not allowed to require the students to submit their literature to a school official for review prior to distribution. You must remember, as you protect your children's rights, that printed speech enjoys the same rights as verbal speech. It would be considered unconstitutional and ridiculous for schools to preview all student verbal communication before it occurs, and it is similarly unconstitutional to do so with respect to permit printed communications. And the Supreme Court's decision in Tinker does not suggest that students may be required to announce their intentions of engaging in certain conduct beforehand so that the school authorities may decide whether to prohibit or allow their conduct. The Supreme Court has unequivocally stated that prior notification is, and I quote, quite incompatible with the requirement of the First Amendment, end quote. Problem is, parents don't know this. And parents don't care to know this. Because they don't want the obligation of speaking out on their own. This freedom of speech and freedom of expression applies to clothes and jewelry, class discussions and reports. And here, just to summarize for you, thanks to Matt Staver and Liberty Counsel. Your students may engage in verbal speech during non-instructional time. They may distribute literature during non-instructional time. Schools may not preview literature prior to its distribution. Schools may not confine literature distribution to a designated spot or to a bulletin board. Students may meet around the flagpole with other students during non-instructional time for prayer. Students may engage in free speech during class, so long as the speech is consistent with the topic being studied. Students may wear clothing with religious messages or symbols, including religious jewelry, on the same basis and in the same manner as the school allows secular words, symbol, or jewelry to be worn and displayed. They may wear clothing with religious words and symbols and wear religious jewelry during non-instructional time. They may give oral and written reports on religious topics so long as the report or presentation is consistent with the assignment. They may show and tell religious items so long as the items and the presentation is consistent with the assignment. They may form Bible clubs so long as the school allows at least one other non-curriculum student club. Bible clubs must be treated equally to other non-curricular related student clubs and be afforded equal access to facilities such as the bulletin board, intercom systems, annual club fair, school newspaper, yearbook, copy machine, financial support, and other benefits and facilities. These are your inalienable rights. And these are the rights that belong to your children. When are we going to start teaching them the truth? When are we going to start teaching them to speak up? You see, we have created a silent generation. A generation of indolent people who are not even aware of their rights. Ask your children today, what are the first five liberties? What are the five liberties identified in the First Amendment? Ask your neighbors that question. Remember that? That was something that we could do. A man on a street. And what kind of answer do you think you're going to get? Because you see, when you don't express your rights, they're already gone. But you can't express them if you don't know what they are. And we need to make sure that this school district, this Academy District 20, is flooded with the Student Bill of Rights so that they stop this ridiculous lawsuit and issue apology to Chase and his classmates. It doesn't have to be this way. We don't have to do this. We can actually save our children's rights with some very minimal work. I'm going to ask you, can you spare 5 minutes to send an email today? Can you do that? How about 5 minutes a day for the next 3 days? Send the same email 3 days in a row. Can you do that? We need to flood this district and get them educated so that our children can be free. Now, the other First Amendment case today we have is gun dealers who sue over California law barring window displays. These gun dealers have pictures of guns on their windows. And because we have been fundamentally transformed, do you remember? Let me remind you of what Eric Holder said we need to do.
I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
And there you have it. We have been so brainwashed that we now have government regulation that allows prohibition of even the image of guns. I'll remind you, in Florida, a school district suspended a little boy for a Pop-Tart shaped like a gun. This is the result of clear brainwashing. And now these Californians can't even hang pictures of guns. Four Golden State gun dealers are challenging the law. Thank God for some people who are standing up, saying it's their First Amendment right to advertise their wares. And that's absolutely right. You see, there is a principle in law, because this is how you deal with these people, that says if the government allows certain pictures to be hung, they can't prohibit others based on the content. So if other businesses throughout the community can advertise their products on their windows. Well, the grocery stores do it all the time. You see pictures of laundry detergent and vegetables and stuff like that. Well, because those businesses are allowed to advertise their wares in their windows, The government cannot prohibit others from doing it based on what they're selling. I love this statement by Michael, Barilla, the owner of Tracy Rifle and Pistol. He says, I run one of the most heavily regulated and inspected businesses in existence, but it's still illegal for me to show customers that I sell handguns until after they walk in the door. The First Amendment prevents the government from telling businesses what they can and cannot advertise just because they don't like what they're advertising. That is a clear violation of the First Amendment. Clear, according to the First Amendment, obviously, but also clear according to the Supreme Court of the United States. And these gun stores and firing ranges have been fined $3,000 because they refuse to take down the photos. You know what? I hope that they will continue to express their rights so that you and I won't lose them. These are the kind of patriots that we need. These are the kind of patriots that we must support. Support Chase in his school. Send that document to the school district. We need to support these California business owners who are standing for your rights. For you. They're refusing to be the indolent. Let's make the active the victors in liberty and not the oppressors.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's liberty's lobbyist. Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Well, this is an active day for the Liberty First Brigade, and I want to thank you for your activity because we are being educated in liberty here so that we can defend it. Remember, if you're not exercising your rights, you're not defending your rights, and they're already gone. And these people, Chase, at his high school in Colorado, and these gun owners, and these gun dealers in California, are defending your rights, yours. And we need to stand with them. We need to stop relying on the government to fix itself. We need to exert the power of we the people. We are the power. We are the force. Do you know why? Because these are our rights. They're not the government's. And just because the government doesn't like what we have to say, they don't have the power to stop us from saying it. I don't care if people are upset at the sight of a gun. The First Amendment is not there to protect popular speech. It is to protect unpopular speech. And if this state had an attorney general who understood our rights, then this lawsuit would not be happening. This is the power of the attorney general. California Attorney General Kamala Harris should be defending these people's liberties and not trying to prevent them, not trying to destroy them. But we don't know that from our attorney generals, especially here in Florida. Pam Bondi, who just won again, and I just scratch my head. I just don't understand this. Pam Bondi, who just won again, who has declared the Fourth and Second Amendments the enemy to her administration here in the state of Florida. God help us in Florida, because we don't have an attorney general that understands that her job is to protect our rights and not steal them. But we need to contact the attorney general in California, Kamala Harris, and let her know how upset we are at the fact that she is not defending the rights of the people. Oh, well, that's California. They're just crazy over there. You know what? Not all of California is lost. As a matter of fact, Northern California is extremely conservative. They're trying to split from California. There's a group there called the State of Jefferson that is trying to split. We've had them on our show. We've talked about their movement. And if California can defeat someone's rights with an attorney general who doesn't understand her responsibility to defend them, then guess what? Florida's next, because we already have an attorney general who doesn't understand her obligation. Pam, I'm the Fox conservative hypocrite, liar, Bondi. Yeah, we need to be sending her emails. But you know what? If we don't stand behind these people now, then we have no right to complain about what happens in this country. I am begging you, Liberty First Brigade. You see, we didn't stand because it wasn't us. First, they came for our students, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a student. Then they came for our gun owners and our gun stores. I didn't speak up because I wasn't a gun owner and I wasn't a gun store. Then they came for the preachers in the streets, but I didn't speak up because I wasn't a preacher in the street. And then they came for me. And by that time, there was no one left to speak up for me. It's time to wake up. It's time to speak up. It's time to defend liberty. And if not you, then who? If not now, then when? Mercy Otis Warren said, "We will stand against tyranny today, or our children will bow tomorrow." Our children are already bowing, America. But it's not too late to stand. Let's make sure that we take this Liberty First Brigade action today. Promise to do this in the next 24 hours. And let's defend liberty with the people who are standing in our stead. God bless. We came to life.